Good evening.
Right now, you're the only one on, so we're going to wait for the more people. If you have any questions, please ask.
No, I'm too tired to think.
I know that.
I won't have to do anything next week because I have enough food cooked all week, so I won't have to do anything. I'll be able to enjoy the week.
No, I believe somebody else came on. Good evening, Judy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So, if we start, as we discussed this morning from the Days of Nisan page, and we click on the evening of the 13th, which is really the beginning of the 14th, we get five pages that I'm going to read and talk a little bit and expand upon. Jasmine, we're starting with the evening of the 14th, which is the evening of March 29th, from the first days of Nisan. And it's a PDF file. And the first item on it is to remind people.
I'm going to go ahead and read it.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of static also, so please mute your phones by pressing star 6. So the first item on the PDF file, talking about the search for Chametz tonight, is to talk about the blessing of the trees that we can do during the month of Nisan. It can really be done any time during the year, but the earlier in the year, the better. And the requirement is to have two fruit trees that bloom of two different species. Some say two different species. Some say you can have the same species as long as there's two trees.
There's no reason that she shouldn't be able to get up and move around.
She's doing it to herself. She's just, I mean, there's absolutely no.
Okay. As we scroll down to the end of the first page, starting to talk about searching for Chametz. And there is some requirements. Number one, you need a candle. Why do you need a candle? Because the room is going to be dark. You're going to turn off the lights throughout the house, and you need to find your way through it. I saw a question earlier this week was whether you could use an electric light, like a flashlight, instead of a candle. And the answer was, it's preferable to use a candle. You need a wooden spoon and a feather. You need 10 paper bags, small paper bags. Or some people will use baggies, the plastic kind. I don't recommend that because that's what's going to be burned. Some people will put their chametz that they're searching for, they'll put it in the plastic baggies, and then before they burn it, they take it out of the plastic because they know burning plastic sets off fumes that are noxious. So I recommend paper bags. And you can find the feather and the wooden spoon in any Jewish bookstore. They sell them for about $2. Maybe they're up to $3 this year. Now, you need to prepare 10 pieces of chametz. These are serious chametz items. Pieces of bread. Doesn't have to be big pieces, but there has to be 10 of them. And you want to wrap them in a way, whether it's a paper bag, a plastic bag, or newspaper, you want to wrap them in a way that the crumbs will not fall off of the chametz, off of the breadcrumbs will not fall into your home. You've searched, you've cleaned, and you don't want to make it a mess of it. And you prepare these 10 bags with the 10 pieces of bread. And somebody in your household goes around the house and spreads the 10 paper bags around the house so that each person will search for all 10, which means if you have two adults, one adult puts them out for the first person who's searching. Then when that is complete, the person who searched will put them out again for the second person to search them. If you have a number of teenage children, you could have 5 or 10 people searching. But it is important that each person search for themselves. And a person is defined as being over the age of 13. Children under the age of 13 may participate and should participate because it's fun, especially when the parents start to play a joke and pretend like they can't find it. It gets very funny, very interesting, especially at 2 in the morning. So the second step is to wrap the 10 pieces of bread in the appropriate bags or newspapers or whatever you are going to use. And you should have one large bag that you will put all of them in at the end of the searching. You do not have to identify the 10 pieces of chametz by the sefirot. But as you complete each one, inject the consciousness of the name of the sefirah. You start with Keter. The second one is Chachma. The third is Bina, and so forth. And mark the outside of your bag or inside of the bag with a code that shows you which Sephirah this bag is, because you may not find them in the order. And if you are saying to yourself, this is Keter, but it's really the Tiferet, bag that you prepared, you're confusing the upper worlds. So when you pick it up, you're going to mention the name that is on that bag. Step number 3 is an overview of the Chemetz search, which I've given you parts of it. So let's read the paragraph. The Chemetz search is done after sunset and before midnight. In the event you have not started by the midnight, the actual last moment is sunrise. But it's best to get this done as early as possible. One, because the children can participate before they go to bed. Another reason is you're exhausted from cleaning already. So why stay up any longer than you have to? It is done by candlelight. The house is dark. There's only the candle of the searcher. The searcher is holding, or the other person is holding the candle. And the searcher has the spoon and the feather in their hands. And as you search, if you find any crumbs of chametz that are not in the bags, clean them up. The way you clean up the bags is to take the spoon as the vessel and take the feather and move the chametz bag onto the spoon. When you hide the 10 bags, don't hide them where they cannot be found or it's difficult to find them. This is really not the effort to make everybody irritable and tired. This is an action that is cleansing your house. So hide them in a drawer, on the floor, under the counter. But you don't make it so difficult that they're difficult to find. Step number 4. Take the 10 packages and have one adult in the group hide them throughout the house. No room is off limits. But they should be in plain sight and not difficult to find. It is best for each adult to search for their own chametz. But you don't want to make, if you have 4 adults, you don't want to make 40 bags. So you use the same bags over and over. But you'll do them one person at a time. When that person is complete, he will take those same 10 bags and hide them in different locations than he found them in. But the search is throughout every corner of the house, because you may find some chametz that you didn't clean. Most people do find something they have overlooked. The children should be encouraged to participate in the search. Step 5, to turn off the lights in the house. Light the candle and take the candle the paper bag and the spoon and the feather into your hands and say the following. And each person says it.
Ruby.
Hashem Yehud Kud Shabari Hu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Urhimu Urhilu Liakdal Shame Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim Likaim Mitzvat Ase Deravanan Vedika Et hachametz leor haner bechorin ubas ubasta kan sheva rashotainu belaila yud dalet nisan. Ve'asot nachat ruach ve'otreinu ve'asot ritzon boreinu. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kerenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kereneu. This is the L'shem Yehud that is unifying your consciousness of searching with everyone that's participating with you, and with everyone around the world who is participating in the action of searching for the chametz. Next, we say the blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav b'tzivanu al b'yor chametz. This is a blessing for the action you're about to do. Constantly do blessings when you do a mitzvah. You constantly do l'shem yichud when you're doing a mitzvah. That's what these two paragraphs are about. Once the blessing is said, the searcher should not speak until at least the first package is found. And it's better if they don't speak much at all. Sometimes they need to speak to be directed where to find a package. Especially sometimes the last package, it's difficult to find. Everyone should accompany the searcher, and that's where all the fun comes in, the jokes, the misdirections, and so forth. It's a happy time, and there are many jokes and misdirections being made. Including the children can participate in all of that. They're playing tag or hide and go seek. One keeps searching until all 10 packages are found. And since the first person may have been misdirected, what do you think is going to happen in the second person? You're looking for all of the chametz, not just the bags. Keep a good eye out. Look for what you've overlooked in your cleaning. And you will be surprised. Step six. When you finish the search, place the extinguished candle and the feather and the wooden spoon together with all of the chametz in a paper bag. Close the bag securely and put it in a safe place, usually by the front door, unless you have a local pet in your home who might disturb it. But put it in a place where it will not contaminate inadvertently your home with chametz. And then after the search, you say the following, both in Hebrew and in English. And you say it three times in the language that is most familiar to you. Ko chamira decha birshuti dela chaziti chazitai udla beartai levtil velev high hefker keafra teara. All the leaven and anything leavened that is in my possession, which I have neither seen nor removed, and about which I am unaware, shall be considered nullified, canceled, and destroyed, odorless and abandoned as the dust of the earth. This is mind over matter. Whatever you have missed is not there. You've eliminated it. Connect to the Tzaddikim from the 14th day. On this handout, you have a list of them. And there are various birthdays. In the last couple of hundred years especially, people noted their birthdays rather than their death anniversaries. The birth date of someone, especially someone who becomes righteous, that birth date is connecting to that keter of that person's soul in this lifetime. So say the names that are on this list. We're at the middle of page 5. I'm saying them now so that you know where they are. Rabbi Avraham Yaffin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Novardok. Rabbi Asher Yeshaya of Ropsitz. He's the son of Rabbi Eliezer Lipman. It's the birth date of Maimonides, Rabbi Moses ben Maimon. It's the birth date of the Maharal of Prague, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezalel Lowe. Now, tomorrow morning, we will meet at 7 o'clock West Coast time to burn the chametz, which needs to be done by around 11:50 in Atlanta here. I don't mean 11:50, I mean 10:50. So at 7 a.m. West Coast time is 10 o'clock here, and we will do that burning right away. You need to search your whole house. Any place that you may, sometime during the past year, brought food, brought chametz. Would you take food into your bathroom? Probably not. But that doesn't mean you didn't. That doesn't mean the children didn't. So I, as a practice, include every room in the house for my search. Please don't forget, you need to search your vehicles. So if you're burning your chametz from the house and you haven't searched your car or your office, do so as fast as you can in the morning. But always know what you don't find, you're declaring hefker, which is, what's the translation? Give me a second, I'll look it up again. Hefker means nullified. It doesn't exist. It's ownerless. It's not yours. It's canceled and destroyed. Ownerless and abandoned, just like the dust of the earth. So do the best you can, but don't make yourself crazy. Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to read one verse from the Zohar.
10 o'clock with time.
Say again?
10 o'clock. Did you say 10 o'clock West Coast time in the morning? For the connection.
10 o'clock wherever you are, it's safer to be. The class is going to be at 10 o'clock Eastern time. 7 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay.
9 o'clock you're done. But it's best that your burning take place before 11.
Okay.
In whatever time zone you are.
Okay.
Okay. There is a section of the Zohar that you can find on the Revealed Wisdom page, in the matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. It opens up to all of the 54 parashas. If you scroll to the bottom, you will find a link to the recordings for Pesach. When you open up that link, you will find a number of different Zohars from different parashas that have to do with Pesach. One of them that we're going to read today is coming from the parasha of Acharei Mot, after the death. And it is coming, I believe, from the Emor section, number 24. It starts with Pasuk 128. And I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu. Leakta l'shem yud hei bavate. P'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohim aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanenehu. Uvachodesh harishon b'arba'a asar yom lachodesh. Gomer Rabbi Chiyayo Patach ani yeshegna Beli bei er kol dodi Tofek v'gomer Amla Knesset Yisrael Ani yeshegna V'galuta demitraim Dehawo banai Peshaluda Dekashu Belibi Air tetsun tegaluta kododi kofek dakoch kuchabrihu yamarvias for et periti. The translation. On the 14th day of the first month, Rav Achia opened with, I sleep, but my heart wakes. Hark, my beloved is knocking. The congregation of Israel said, I sleep in exile in Egypt. Since exile comes from the power of the left, exercises over the right, and with the judgments of the left, the Mohin of Malchut are gone, which is considered sleep. My children were there under harsh enslavement, but my heart wakes to keep them so they will not be destroyed in exile. Hark, my beloved is knocking, refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, who said, and I have remembered my covenant. My commentary. The Pasuk refers to the holiday of Pesach, which requires a redemption from exile. All of these verses quoted refer to this redemption. The Pasuk explains the code words with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. You can see that this is rather a long section. But we'll read another verse, 129. Achoti deha picha ya ala li bach hudila ye alu legaba banai ela bach antu picha ya ala li bach I antla tiftach picha. Ha na sagir tila yishkechon li begin kach titchi li titchi li vaday v'al damar David kad ba'al ya'ala v'malka amar pitzu li She'arei tzedek avo, b'amodei azeh, ha'sha'ar la'Hashem, da'hu pitcha, v'day li'a'ala l'malka, zeh ha'sha'ar, la'donai le'ashkecha le'ya, ulit da'beka, Beyavialda titchili achoti rayati sheroshi wegomer begin liyaz davga imach umecheve imach bishlam liyalmin. The translation, open to me means open me an opening as thin as a needle, and I shall open to you the celestial gates. Open to me, my sister, since the opening to come in it to me is within you. So my children shall enter only through you. Unless you open your opening, I am closed off and cannot be found. Hence, open to me. Open to me assuredly. Therefore, when David wished to come into the king, he would say, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise Yah. This is the gate of Hashem. This, the gate of righteousness, which is Malchut, is an opening through which to come into the king. This is the gate of Hashem, to find him and cleave to him. Hence, open to me, my sister, my love, for my head is filled with dew, to unite with you and be at peace with you forever. My commentary. We have discussed this aspect in the parasha of Achrei Mot. Human beings live in a physical world. Above this world, which entrances within each person, is a gate to the Sefirah of Malchut, which leads to Hashem, who is the Sefirot of Zeranpin. Third verse, number 130. Tachatzi b'shata d'kutcha barichu ha-wakatil v'vukhre d'mitrae kol inun d'katal p'pal gut la'el ya v'yachit dargin me'ela Letata beya shata alu Israel bekiuma beat kyadisha it kazaru Beishtatafu big knesset Israel beidachadu ba Kedain hahu dama achziu Leya al pitcha, ut rein dame hawo, chad es pitcha, bechad dama de it gezaru, behawa pitcha reshima. Dimhem nuta chad chaka, bechad haka, bechad benayhu, behait mar venatnu, al shete amzuzot, beal hamashko, begin liachaza'a, mehema nuta. The translation. Come and see, when the Holy One, blessed be He, was killing the firstborn Egyptians, namely all those He killed at midnight and brought the upper grades down at that very time, Israel entered the covenant of the Holy Sign by circumcising and uniting with the congregation of Israel and joining her. They then displayed that blood on the intel, on the lintel. So there were two kinds of blood, the one of the paschal sacrifice and the other that of the circumcision. And the mark of faith was imprinted on the lintel, one on one side, the other on the other side, and one in between. These are the three columns, the right, the left, and the central. It is also said, and put it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts. My commentary. The verse is clear as written, yet we need to ask why it is necessary to describe the idea of faith and the three columns twice. My answer is that this is creating the two triangles of the Star of David, the protection shield. Does anyone have any questions? We're breaking a little bit early so that you can finish in a reasonable time your search. And I can finish my search. I wish you all a Pesach Sameach, a happy holiday. a happy Pesach, a joyful Pesach. There will be no classes after the class tomorrow morning until Sunday night, where we will count the Omer together for the second day. It's important that you count with your Seder, whoever you're having your Seder with, that you count the Omer for the first day. You can find the Omer counting on a page that we just read. The first days of Nisan, that page has a link to the counting of the Omer. We will meet this coming week twice a day in addition to our normal classes. The first one is at 7 a.m. From Monday to Thursday, we will read the Torah portion for the holiday of Pesach. Every day there is a Torah reading. The counting of the Omer will take place at our 7 p.m. class, our evening class. We will count the Omer first and then participate in whatever class is normally scheduled for that day. We will also be studying the Parashah of Noah in our 4:30 class. So there's a lot of material to take advantage of if you're interested in energy this coming week. Does anybody have any questions? I bid you all Pesach Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, and a happy holiday. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hug some ass. Shalom.
Hug some ass.
Hug some ass.
Hug some ass.
Thank you.
Hug some ass. Shalom.